Knowingly, John Lewis.
The last 1-2-3 Lotto.com draw isn't until 10 p.m. today, so you still have a chance to win up to £25,000. 18 plus, please play responsibly.
Whether you're a roller coaster enthusiast looking for your next thrill...
Sorry, guys, how fast?
A foodie on the hunt for the perfect spring roll... We're on the road to the UK's biggest rollerblind convention. Why not roll out of one of our super comfy beds to enjoy a tasty, unlimited brekkie? Wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, do your thing and get great stays at great prices at premierinn.com. Premier Inn. Rest easy. T's and C's apply. Unlimited breakfast subject to availability.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Keir Starmer will mark Armistice Day at a ceremony in Paris later. He's believed to be the first UK Prime Minister to have attended these commemorations since Winston Churchill in 1944. Yesterday, Remembrance Sunday events took place in towns and cities across the UK. These people were among those remembering loved ones who lost their lives while serving their country in conflict.
To come here and be together, be surrounded by the military again, see the public that are taking the time out to come and remember, you just feel a sense of pride as well.
I'm so proud of him. It's really weird to try and describe how your dad was from I was 11. So from what I remember, he loved what he did and he was so proud of what he did. So I'm proud of him.
Police are continuing to hunt a gunman following a shooting which left one man dead and two other people injured in South London. It happened in Sydenham yesterday. The Met say it was a senseless act of violence. The COP29 climate talks get underway later as fears remain over what Donald Trump's election win could mean for a greener future. The summit's taking place in Azerbaijan, a country that's profited from selling oil and gas to Europe. A group of nurses have written to MPs calling on them to back a change in the law on assisted dying. Labour MP Kim Leadbeater's end-of-life bill will be debated in the Commons later this month. Critics say this new legislation is being rushed, though. Israel's told its citizens not to attend any cultural or sporting events in countries around the world, including the UK. The Israeli Prime Minister says there's intelligence that pro-Palestinian groups intend to harm Israelis in Britain, the Netherlands, France and Belgium. It comes after attacks on Israeli football fans in Amsterdam last week. And Rita Ora paid an emotional tribute to Liam Payne on stage at the MTV Music Awards in Manchester last night, saying the former One Direction star had the biggest heart and was one of the kindest people she ever knew. It follows his death last month. At the ceremony, Taylor Swift made history as the first person to win Best Artist 3 times. She also won Best Live Act and Best Video. A dry day for most of us, with finally some sunny spells at times. Chance of the odd shower in coastal areas. Highs of 13 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
The calming start to your day.
In the park. On Magic Classical.
Thank you.
This is the relaxing sound of In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
start your day the natural way.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
This is Magic Classical with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
In the Park
on Magic Classical.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
The sounds of nature in the park on Magic Classical. In the park.
On Magic Classical.
In the park for this morning, coming to an end with two cellos playing Yesterday. And we tread boldly into today, because it's inescapably Monday. So Magic Classical Breakfast on the way next, back in the park tomorrow morning from 5.
Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband, totally free, from the provider awarded Best Broadband Experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. 4 price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers' average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
It's Black Friday. You're looking about for a new SIM-only deal. With O2, you can save £264 on our unlimited data SIM. You could ask the postie, use an enormous magnifying glass. Say a prayer to the finding fairy. Or just search O2 Black Friday to find your deal today. O2. See what you can do.
£264 saving achieved by £11 per month discount on the unlimited tariff over 24 months. Ends 11th of December. Eligibility and terms apply.
Knowing you've just re-entered your curly era, your partner has got you this Dyson Airwrap. You'll cheat on your hairstylist, after realising how easy Hollywood waves actually are. Your partner, being him, knows nothing about hair, of course, except that it's 86% of your personality. Give knowingly, John Lewis.
Magic. Make the most of your day with Yakult. Life is busy, right? We're always on the go this time of year. So looking after our well-being has to be a priority. Yakult are the gut experts, sharing small but powerful daily habits to make you feel good. Each bottle of Yakult is packed with 20 billion friendly bacteria, which increase the lactobacilli and bifidobacteria in the gut. And at magic.co.uk now, there's a chance to win the ultimate wellness bundle so you can feel on top of the world. Win big with Magic and Yakult. Little bottle, big difference.
Black Friday is Dell Technologies' biggest sale of the year, with up to 30% off along with free shipping. And if you want to be ready for AI, the future is on sale today. Our laptops start from £299, and don't miss limited time deals on selected PCs that make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Black Friday is the best time to upgrade because huge savings start now. Save up to 30% today along with free shipping. Shop now at dell.co.uk/deals.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Sir Keir Starmer will become the first UK leader to attend Armistice Day commemorations in Paris since 1944. The Prime Minister says he's honoured to stand united with President Macron in tribute to all those who sacrificed their lives in conflict. Yesterday, Remembrance Sunday events took place in towns and cities across the UK. These people were among those remembering loved ones who lost their lives in conflict.
To come here and be together, be surrounded by the military again, see the public that are taking the time out to come and remember, you just feel a sense of pride as well.
I'm so proud of him. It's really weird to try and describe how your dad was from I was 11. So from what I remember, he loved what he did and he was so proud of what he did. So I'm proud of him.
Donald Trump's reportedly urged Russia's president not to escalate the war in Ukraine during a phone call. He apparently also reminded Vladimir Putin of America's sizable military presence in Europe. A manhunt's continuing after a fatal shooting in South London on Sunday morning. One person was killed and two others injured in the incident in Sydenham. World leaders are preparing to arrive at the annual UN climate summit today. A key aim of COP29 in Azerbaijan is to get more cash to poorer countries to help them move away from fossil fuels and better protect them from the impact of climate change. A group of nurses have written to MPs calling on them to back a change in the law on assisted dying. Labour MP Kim Leadbeater's end-of-life bill will be debated in the Commons later this month. Critics say this new legislation is being rushed through, though. And at the MTV European Music Awards in Manchester last night, Rita Ora, who hosted it, paid an emotional tribute to the late Liam Payne.
He had the biggest heart and was always the first person to offer help in any way that he could. He brought so much joy to every room he walked into, and he left such a mark on this world.
The big winner last night was Taylor Swift. She got four awards, including Best Artist, which she's now won a record three times.